Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Imagine the Possibilities Chief Administrative Officer Jeff Morris about their acquisition of Genesis Development in Guthrie Center. Would you like to maybe start off by giving a little bit of background on the Imagine the Possibilities organization?
Certainly. Imagine the Possibilities was, as a corporation, was founded in 1973 in Maquoketa, Iowa, under the name of DAC, D-A-C. The organization has undergone a number of changes since then. Most recently, and probably most significantly, was in 2016. DAC came together with two other corporations in the state of Iowa and did a legal and formal merger transaction effective 7/1/16. And those additional two organizations adding to DAC were Midwest Opportunities out of Corning, Iowa, and Imagine the Possibilities out of Oskaloosa, Iowa. 6 months later, that corporation that had been DAC and merged as DAC changed its name legally to Imagine the Possibilities. So effective January 1st of 2017, we were Imagine the Possibilities. Since that time, we went to another merger in October of 2017, bringing in G&G Living Centers based out of Guttenberg, Iowa. Kind of before and after that, there were some other less formal transactions that added to our services in a different way. And then most recently, I went through a slight change in terms of growth as it relates to Genesis Development that had been headquartered out of Jefferson, Iowa.
When exactly did Imagine the Possibilities take over for the Guthrie Center Genesis Development Office?
We started providing services in those areas that had previously been served by Genesis officially on October 27th of this year.
Did all of the staff from the Guthrie Center office stay on through this transition?
To the best of my knowledge, yes. I know they were all invited to, and we went through a relatively efficient, by necessity, hiring process. Everybody who had been working in those locations in which we provide service were invited to apply, and it was a pretty expedited process. It wasn't difficult, but we had to go through the official hiring processes to remain in compliance with our regulations and requirements, both state and federally. But yes, everyone was invited to, and as far as I know, there was nobody from Guthrie Center area who did not, or Guthrie County, that did not apply and get hired. Everybody who applied got hired, I can tell you that. I just don't know. It's possible we had some folks who decided to not come along, and I honestly don't know that because we just aren't in a position to know that. We only know what we know in terms of who applied.
Was there any downsizing of staff?
Nothing intentional, no. Only if we had somebody that decided not to apply. So obviously that would have technically been a downsizing, although we probably would have been seeking to replace that position pretty quickly. But there was no intentional downsizing or decisions to streamline staffing for service areas at all.
Does Imagine the Possibilities intend on remaining at its current location at 407 State Street in Guthrie Center?
I believe we do, yes.
Did this transition create any changes to Guthrie Center's programs and services? Like, for example, the Jefferson office has stopped offering the recycling services from them.
Right. Nothing like that that I'm aware of in the Guthrie office. I think that we do have some isolated areas where we made some changes with regard to certain services just because of industry changes and some things going on with funding and things like that. But to the extent that I am aware, and I reached out yesterday after our initial call just to make sure I was accurate, and I didn't receive any additional feedback. So I think everything is staying pretty much the same in the Guthrie Center office.
And I remember reading a while back when it was Genesis that announced some changes last October, they mentioned the mental health services aspect. Is the Guthrie Center office's mental health services now handled by Zion Recovery?
That is my understanding. It was a transaction that was pretty smooth and seamless. And so we have literally no involvement or understanding of anything ongoing, but we are not providing that mental health component now. And my understanding was that was the transition plan. So I believe the answer to that question is yes.
How would you say the transition has gone for moving into this area? And how do you think Imagine the Possibilities is well suited to provide these services for Guthrie County?
Well, the transition, as you refer to it as, which is a good way to characterize it, really went very smoothly. And we've had some feedback from outside of our organization, from folks in the industry who were in a position to observe and be aware, and they even used the terminology seamless, which I think is good. That's the way it felt for us. It was very rapid and, you know, happened very quickly, obviously. But we had a great team of folks who, over the course of about 3 weeks, toured all of those areas 3 weeks running for different informational meetings, for onboarding activities for employees, for seamless transition with regard to services for folks that we serve. We had informational meetings for individuals served, their parents and guardians. We then followed it up immediately with a whole series of open enrollment meetings, because right on the heels of that was our open enrollment period for 2020 and benefits for employees. So there's a lot of activity over the course of about 3 to 5 weeks, and it depends on which area you're talking about. And it really went remarkably well, given the task that we had in front of us and kind of the fact that we didn't have a lot of prep time to put it together. Our team responded well. So very, very good. It's gone so well. I have been incredibly impressed. Again, I was part of that traveling team for those 3 weeks that was in kind of all the areas that had been served by Genesis. And I have been so impressed and pleased with the attitude and the professional demeanor just demonstrated and displayed by the folks who had been Genesis employees and are now Imagine employees. We're just really proud and pleased to have them as part of our team. Imagine has a long history, as I suggested, in providing these services, and the services that we came in and sort of transitioned from Genesis are the very services that are squarely in our lane. We're very comfortable. That's why there were some differences with certain aspects of what we did. Mental health is an example. Some other areas where maybe those weren't services that were necessarily squarely in our lane. And with such a fast transition time, we felt it would serve people better if we sought to transition those to other organizations that had a little more expertise, rather than us trying to kind of cram and learn quickly how to kind of run the ropes of those different areas. So we just felt it was a better transition. You know, I think it's important for organizations to stay in their lane, if you will, and be squarely where their wheelhouse is. And that's what we chose to do. And I think that has served us well in this transition.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Imagine the Possibilities Chief Administrative Officer Jeff Morris about their acquisition of Genesis Development in Guthrie Center. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.